Okay, let's unpack this. Business casual. It's a term we all think we know, right? But then you're standing there looking in your closet and it just feels like, well, like a puzzle.
Yeah, definitely. You're trying to figure out what actually works.
Exactly. So today, we're really diving into business casual. We're using business casual outfits with Dilemma Box's Would You Rather Guide as our sort of roadmap here.
Right. And our mission really is to cut through some of that confusion. We want to give you some practical advice, you know, real examples, so you can feel confident putting together a business casual wardrobe.
One that works for you, for your job, your style.
Yeah.
And maybe makes getting ready less of a headache.
Hopefully. Because as you said, business casual isn't just one thing.
No way. Think about like a serious New York law firm. That's probably tailored slacks, a sharp blazer.
Very buttoned up.
Totally. But then you go to a Silicon Valley tech startup and it might be, you know, nice jeans and a t-shirt. It just shows how much things like industry, company culture, even where you are geographically, change the game.
It really does. And that's the core of it, isn't it? Business casual is fundamentally a balancing act. Traditionally, it means less formal than a full suit, sure, but you still need that professional edge, you know, appropriate for the office.
Finding that sweet spot, professionalism, but also comfort, maybe a bit of your own personality in there.
Exactly. That's the goal. Finding that balance between looking put together and, well, feeling like yourself.
It's interesting how that balance shifts. It's not just about, say, skipping the tie. The source mentions how things like climate play a huge role.
Oh, absolutely. You're not going to wear the same thing in Miami as you would in, say, Chicago in January.
Right. Think breathable fabrics, maybe lighter colors in warm places versus, you know, needing layers and warmer materials when it's cold.
And it goes beyond just the weather or even the written dress code sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guide points out how important it is to just observe, look around your workplace. What are your colleagues wearing? What about your boss?
And not just what, but when, right? Like, are they dressing differently for a big client meeting versus a regular Tuesday?
Precisely. Those little visual cues tell you a lot about the company's unspoken rules, the real culture.
So, okay, picture this. You're starting a new job, totally unsure. What do you do? The guide says, maybe lean a bit more formal at first.
That's usually the safest bet, yeah. It shows respect for the culture, gives you breathing room to figure things out.
Makes sense. You can always adjust downwards later once you get the lay of the land.
Right, but you also don't want to be the person in a full suit if everyone else is in chinos and sweaters. It's about finding that initial fit.
Okay, so let's get practical. Building that flexible wardrobe, what are the essentials the guide mentions?
Well, number one is probably a really well-fitting blazer. Think neutral colors, black, navy, gray, super versatile.
A real workhorse piece.
Totally.
Yeah.
Then you need some good tailored dress slacks, maybe some skirts or dresses, depending on your preference, and a good mix of tops.
Versatile tops. What does that mean exactly?
Things like blouses you can dress up or down, classic button-down shirts, maybe some nice knit tops that look good on their own or under that blazer.
And starting with neutrals for those tops is probably smart, like white, black, beige.
Yeah, those are your foundation. Easy to mix and match. But, you know, don't be afraid to add some color or patterns eventually. Inject some personality.
As long as it's not too, like, distracting.
Right. Finding that balance again. Professional, but not boring, necessarily.
The guide talks about quality, too, doesn't it? Investing in good fabrics.
It might seem like spending more upfront, but good quality textiles often just look better. They hang better, last longer.
Less pilling, less fading.
Exactly. Think about a well-made wool sweater versus something thin and flimsy. It makes a difference to your overall look.
So that initial investment in, say, a great blazer or really good trousers, it can actually save money in the long run because you're not replacing cheap stuff constantly.
That's the idea. Buy less, but buy better quality pieces that will last and look good for ages.
And these core pieces, they're adaptable. That blazer, again, you wear it with dress pants, it's quite formal.
Yep.
Put it over dark jeans, maybe with a nice top, and it's more relaxed, but still looks sharp.
Right. Or those dress pants, pair them with a crisp shirt one day, a soft sweater the next. You get multiple outfits from fewer items.
What about dresses and skirts? The guide mentions them too.
Oh yeah, great options. A simple sheath dress, for example. Add a blazer and heels, very professional. Swap the blazer for a cardigan and flats, more relaxed, super easy.
And shoes, can't forget shoes. What's the advice there?
Comfort is key, but still polished. So things like comfortable flats, maybe some classic pumps if that's your style, elegant ankle boots. Again, neutral colors are your friend here: black, brown, navy, nude.
And accessories, how do they fit in?
They're like the finishing touch. A belt can cinch your waist, make things look more put together. A scarf adds color or texture. Jewelry adds personality.
But keep it understated.
Generally, yeah. You want accessories to complement the outfit, not shout louder than it.
Okay, so we've got the basics, but business casual changes with the seasons, right?
Definitely. You have to adapt. Fabric choice and layering are crucial here.
So, summer, what are we thinking?
Lighter fabrics. Cotton, linen, lightweight blends, things that breathe.
Maybe a linen blazer instead of wool.
Exactly. Or crisp cotton blouses, lighter dresses, skirts, and depending on the office, maybe some smart sandals or open-toe shoes.
And then when it gets colder, autumn, winter.
Layering is your best friend. Sweaters are key, maybe worn over a shirt or blouse. Light jackets for fall.
Scarves, maybe hats if appropriate.
Sure. And for deep winter, warmer fabrics like wool jackets, maybe cashmere sweaters if you can. Heavier trousers or skirts, probably with tights. And boots become essential: ankle boots, maybe knee-high boots, again in those useful neutral colors.
And a good coat. Can't forget a smart coat.
Absolutely. A classic neutral coat pulls everything together.
What about seasonal accessories?
Well, you might add a stylish hat or sunglasses in summer practical and adds flair.
And in winter, scarves and gloves are obviously for warmth, but they can add style too.
For sure. And your core accessories, belts, bags, jewelry, they work year-round, just maybe adjusted slightly.
It helps to see how real people do it. The guide gives some examples, right? Like Sarah, the marketing manager.
Yeah, Sarah works in tech. Her style mixes classic and modern, so she might wear dark pants and a nice blazer, but then add a really vibrant top.
Injecting some personality.
Right. Her go-to is apparently black skinny jeans, which are acceptable in her office with a patterned top, a navy jacket, and maybe some colorful scarves or bold necklaces.
So polished but approachable. Good for a creative field.
Exactly. It fits her role in industry. Then there's James, the financial
More
analyst.
traditional, I bet.
Yep. Very classic business casual. Think crisp dress shirts, white, light blue tailored trousers in navy or charcoal, polished leather shoes, always a belt.
Pretty standard for finance, right?
Very much so. Even his casual Friday is maybe a nice polo or a sweater over a button down. It's about projecting competence, trustworthiness, understated professionalism.
And the third example, Emily, the graphic designer.
Ah, Emily. Her style is much more expressive, more varied. She works at a creative agency, so she has more latitude.
Okay, so what does that look like?
She might mix modern pieces with vintage finds, maybe a cool blazer and boots with a vintage floral dress, or a graphic t-shirt, a stylish one with a denim jacket and a midi skirt. She uses unique accessories too, like interesting brooches or statement earrings.
So she really brings her personal style in, but it still works for her workplace.
Yes, because it's thoughtful, it's stylish, and it fits the creative environment. Her choices look deliberate, not sloppy.
These examples really show the range, don't they? It's not one size fits all.
Not at all. Success is about understanding your specific context, your office culture, and finding where you fit on that spectrum.
Which brings us nicely to, well, figuring out that office culture. The force says that's key.
Absolutely crucial. Observe, learn, adapt. That's the mantra.
And we mentioned erring on the side of caution when you start somewhere new. Dress a little more formally initially.
Right. You can always relax it later. And don't be afraid to ask. Ask HR. Ask your manager what the dress code expectation is.
And keep observing your colleagues. What are they really wearing day to day?
Yeah, pay attention. You'll see the difference between, say, a law firm where it's mostly shirts and tailored pants or skirts.
Versus a tech company or creative agency where nice jeans, maybe even smart trainers, are totally fine.
Exactly. And think about your own schedule. Got a big client presentation? Maybe step it up a notch that day.
Good point. And watch out for those unwritten rules too,
Yeah.
right? Like casual Fridays or maybe what people wear to the office holiday party.
Those nuances matter.
Okay, so work itself is changing. Remote work, flexible hours. How is that affecting business casual?
Well, it's definitely blurring the lines more, wouldn't you say? Comfort has become a bigger priority for many.
For sure. But the guide mentions you still need to look professional for virtual meetings, right? Even if it's just from the waist up.
Huh, yes. The Zoom shirt phenomenon, a presentable top still matters.
What about other trends? Sustainability?
That's definitely growing. People are thinking more about ethically made clothes, eco-friendly fabrics. That's filtering into workwear choices too.
And personal expression. Are things loosening up a bit there?
I think so, generally. We're seeing more acceptance of bolder colors, interesting patterns, more unique accessories, reflecting individual style within that professional framework.
Tech is playing a role too. Smart fabrics.
Yeah, subtly. Things like wrinkle-resistant shirts, moisture-wicking materials, even antimicrobial stuff. It adds convenience.
So navigating the future seems to be about staying aware of these trends, but keeping that core of versatile, classic pieces.
That sounds about right. Understand your workplace, invest wisely in adaptable clothes, and keep an eye on how things are evolving. That should set you up pretty well.
Great. And the guide finishes with a quick FAQ recap, which is helpful. Reminds us of those key pieces.
Yep, the blazers, the pants, skirts, dresses, tops.
And how to adjust for seasons, lighter stuff for summer, layers for winter.
Right. It also clarifies the difference between business casual and smart casual.
What's the quick version of that?
Business casual is generally a bit more formal, often excluding things like jeans or basic t-shirts. Smart casual is more relaxed, more style-focused, but still polished. Think maybe dark jeans with a blazer and nice shoes.
Got it. And if you're unsure about a workplace?
Observe, ask, and when in doubt, dress a bit more professionally at first.
And the big question. Trainers. Sneakers.
Yes. The guide says maybe. If they're clean, stylish, and crucially, if they fit the company culture, it's very context dependent.
Not your gym shoes, then.
Definitely not. And the last tip was just about balancing those classic, timeless pieces with some modern touches to keep your look fresh.
So, wrapping this up, navigating business casual. It's kind of a journey, isn't it? It's about understanding, adapting.
It really is. It's not just a set of rules you memorize.
Hopefully taking these ideas, thinking about your own situation, your own workplace, gives you a bit more confidence when you're facing that closet door in the morning.
That's the aim.
And maybe a final thought to leave everyone with. As our work lives and personal lives keep intertwining in new ways, how do you think our idea of professional clothing will change even more down the line?
That's a fascinating question. How will we express professionalism when the lines are even blurrier? Something to think about.